However, the overthrow of the dictator should not occur by foreign powers but only by his own people, otherwise, more harm than good will result and a wildfire could arise, as I already explained. Billy, that is a good concept, venomous snakes, which actually could have even come to my mind. Quetzal, 600. It honors me to be a length ahead of you for once. Billy, that is, to be a nose length ahead. Quetzal, 601. That was the meaning of my words. Billy, well, then so be it. Quetzal, 602. Do you still have any questions that I should answer for you? Billy, at the moment, not really, unless you might still have any other predictions? Quetzal, 603. I've told you everything that I had to explain to you. 604. Officially, I am not allowed to say more. 605. So unfortunately, I must tell you this now, 606. That's it for now, once again. 607. I will probably no longer be able to give you more predictions because this task is to be taken over by another power, but this hasn't been determined yet. Billy, then we will see when the time comes. Quetzal, 608. Then now, I want to say goodbye. 609. Until we meet again. Billy, bye, until mid-year. Quetzal, 610. Until then dash till we meet again. 183rd Contact Friday, March 25th, 1983, 3 p.m. Billy, you have allowed yourself to wait for a long time. Talgder, 1. I was fully occupied with closely monitoring the individual members of the group and incorporating them into my calculations. 2. In this process, unfortunately, I not only encountered facts that are of a pleasant nature but also ones that are negative in larger parts. 3. It would be pointless to explain a lot about this at the moment, and on the other hand, the individual members themselves are aware of what negative forces they are still given to. 4. From my side, it is only to be advised to them that they now finally strive to remove these deficiencies in an honest form. 5. But if these efforts shouldn't be taken and shouldn't be implemented in a foreseeable and useful time, then the consequences for this would have to be borne. 6. My findings revealed that several members of the group are always rather uninterested in a joint effort and in the necessary will for employment. 7. Personal, futile reasons are given as excuses, in order not to have to be involved in the joint effort and in the joint construction. 8. Also, sorrows of all kinds are set forth and are presented in each case as worse than they truly are, and very often, variations in facial expressions of pain are artificially created. 9. Now, this can no longer continue, along with many other incidents, because if the goals are to be reached, especially by 1985, then it must come to the point where every single member of the group finally lays aside his selfish ambitions and softness and makes the appropriate changes within himself and also that he makes full use of himself. 10. If this shouldn't be the case from now on, then the objectives must be cancelled and be forgotten, for then, reaching the goals won't be possible. Billy, I already know this, Samjace and Quetzal also spoke of this. Talgder, 11. With the difference that the two of them were too lenient and aligned their feelings too much toward you. 12. That won't be the case with me because I know how to keep myself from profound feelings that would allow too much forbearance to arise. 13. From my side, it will be such that I will actually meet all announced sanctions if further offenses against the rules and order, etc. should continue to occur. Billy, Quetzal already said that, and I have no reason to doubt it. Talgder, 14. That is very good if the members of the group also finally understand this and grasp it. 15. From my side, I now issue the provision that in the center and in the community, everything is to be handled and carried out in such a way as I consider it to be right. 16. At the same time, I do not deviate from the provisions given by Quetzal, Samjace, and to, neither from those of the High Council. 17. I also bring no goal reforms, for the given objectives cannot be changed. 18. What will be new with my regulations, however, is that the works to be settled in the future will be arranged by me, whereby I first have to discuss these interests with you because in this connection, you have the better overview and the better knowledge. 19. First of all, my orders are those which I determine in repetition of Quetzal's arrangement, that in no way may any fences, huts, and buildings etc. be created, thus also no other environment changing things. 20. Strict attention must be paid to the order all around the center and on all parts of the land, and in relation to the given ordinal rules and house rules as well as the statutes, it is to be noted that these must be complied with in the strictest form. Billy, and how does it stand, then, with the new greenhouses, the garden wall, the light and television monitoring systems, and with the new pigsty, the chicken house, as well as with the rabbit house? Talchter, 21. These are all concerns that you have already discussed with Quetzal and which he found to be right, so you can work in these directions. 22. There only might be difficulties with the planned rabbit house, namely with the authorities, because there are currently no powers that are willing to allow such a construction. 23. As I was able to clarify, you will presumably have to wait for several years before you can receive the necessary permission. 24. Also, you are not financially capable of affording such a construction because in accordance with the existing provisional plans, the current cost amounts to about 22,000 francs. 25. We calculated this according to the price lists of the materials, which you made available to us. 26. But as already explained, the bigger problem lies with the authorities, who do not consider such a construction to be necessary, that is, if the same powers that currently give their word have to decide on this. Billy, it isn't just the building authority of Turbental that is responsible for this but also the senior civil servant of the canton of Zurich, the cantonal construction committee, and the cantonal water pollution control center, I know. Talchter, 27. That corresponds to the facts, that is correct. 28. It is now to be said further that the concerns that were raised by Quetzal on February 3rd, regarding the new times and division of labor, etc., are effective as of today and must be followed accordingly by every single member of the group. 29. For this and for the incorporation of all, I grant a period of 1 month, which ends on the last day of the month of April, but this doesn't mean that gross breaches of duty and violations during this time won't be punished with the removal of the various aids that were already specified by Quetzal and that have been granted to you by us. 30. Now, in accordance with our instructions, the following is to be noted from now on. 31. Sentences 31 to 40. Internal Division of Labor 41. In addition to the aforementioned works, the female members are also to be concerned with environmental work and planting work, as directed by Eva. 42. Surplus animals, such as ducks, geese, roosters, chickens, etc. are to be reduced to a reasonable amount, whereby the animals are intended for the slaughter, in order to serve as nourishment for the group members. 43. With regard to the feeding area for animals, Silvano is to make sure from now on that this is strictly locked and that no one has access to it except him and Elsa, who has a living space there. 44. The same applies to the poultry house and to the later such areas. 45. Silvano always has to hand over the necessary animal feed personally and promptly to those who fill in as a replacement for him. 46. Furthermore, it is to be made sure that over the next 2 years, the poultry shelter near the waters becomes rebuilt and properly created in an orderly manner, yet in such a way as it presently exists, so that the authorities find no opportunity for attack. 47. Concerning Silvano himself, it is important to note what was already said by Quetzal, whereby for the change and fulfillment, I set a time period up to the last day of the month of April. 48. Besides, with everything, I can in no way accept that any offenses take place against my arrangements. 49. Arranged work and working hours are to be kept, and excuses can never find attention or any validity. 50. Furthermore, I have yet to note that the garden of Cornelia requires a complete change because what exists is unworthy of a garden specialist and is, moreover, landscape hostile. 51. A clean enclosure is most urgently needed, and in relation to this, I would like to ask you to give directions with regard to the design. 52. In reference to the children, it must be ensured from now on that they devote themselves to less playful activities but rather to skilled labor tasks, which is why they should be increased in a reasonable and rational form and be steadily requisitioned for educational work. 53. That would be the most essential for the time being, which I had to include. Billy, it is also a rather nice amount. Talge de, 54. That is true, but everything is very necessary. 55. But now, I would still like to state the necessities regarding the upcoming tests, wherewith I become attentive to the questions to be asked by the individual group members. 56. Every member of the group is to prepare 3 completely personal questions, which they then have to keep on your device. 57. But for now, the questions are to be handed to you in written form in a sealed envelope, which you then have to hand over to me, unopened. 58. After the inspection of the questions, I will then record my answers on tape, so that these may be heard by the individual questioners, without other people, not even you, hearing these answers. 59. Over the course of next week, I want to begin with this work, so I must be in possession of the questions by next Sunday evening. 60. Should the way of written questions prove to be better for me than the way of the communication device, then it will remain so in the future, and I'll then only give my answers on tape. 61. Nevertheless, this will first prove itself next week, when we conduct the experiments. Billy, this way is also a possibility, but we'll see. Talge de, 62. Good, then we have discussed everything for today. 63. There's just one thing I have to say, 64. You still haven't handed out the contact reports from the 3rd of February to the members of the group. 65. This is now necessary, and it has to happen before the 5th of April dawns. Billy, okay, I will let the reports be read aloud this evening and also from now on, if you still transmit these to me in time. Talge de, 66. I will do that, and now, until we meet again. Billy, see you again. Bye. Talge de, 67. One moment, before I go, I have another word to say that is important. 68. Yesterday, in the early night, I was briefly walking on the upper road, where in front of the Semjestri, I almost fell over a fully loaded wheelbarrow. 69. More order should also be seen with regard to such concerns. 70. Order on the sidewalks is just as important as it is on the lands and in the gardens, where miscellaneous things still leave much to be desired. 71. If I think, for example, of how heavily the garden was infested with weeds and how neglected, unnatural, and catastrophic Cornelia's garden was, an evil blemish, unable to be integrated into the surroundings, then it makes me sick. 72. Such atrocities, however, should no longer arise in the center of your community for a long time, which is why you must be strictly careful now to ensure that everything finally becomes harmonious. 73. Should Cornelia not agree to arrange her entitled section of the garden according to our instructions, then this section of land should also be worked on as a general group garden. Billy, one could still make terraces with the trunks of trees, which would already lead to a better design. Talge de, 74. I agree with that if you mean something of the same kind as, or something similar to, what the strawberry beds exhibit. Billy, that's exactly what I meant. Talge de, 75. Then it should be so. 76. But furthermore, I would no longer like to have to see that the garden is full of weeds. 77. Everything has to be removed from this, and it then must be kept clean and tidy. 78. A diligent weed removal in a garden is of urgent necessity. 79. As I also determined, the fowl enclosure must, under all circumstances, be repaired in several places, but it also must be extended. 80. In addition, in a smaller enclosure, ducks are always locked up in the smallest space, which must be corrected immediately, by tomorrow at the latest. 81. Ducks and chickens are to be released to a larger space 6 weeks after hatching, so that they can mingle with other animals. 82. Cruelty to animals means additional periods beyond such a 6 week time, if animals are not left with their equals. 83. Therefore, I insist that the animals be released no later than tomorrow at 12 p.m. 84. Particularly with regard to the animal husbandry, I still have to clarify some very important points at the first opportunity because certain members of the group treat the animals in an unnatural manner and in a way that also borders on animal cruelty, whereby in this connection, I speak of an unreasonable overrating and coddling of the animals by human beings, specifically referring to Cornelia. 85. She should think about this and then act in a normal fashion. 86. Should this not be done, then we will have to think to ourselves about removing the wrongly treated animals from her sphere of influence or removing them altogether. 87. Members of the group, with all their knowledge, should be more reasonable and more rational and should also act accordingly. 88. Now, I am well aware that a veto will be raised against my words, and I also know from which side, even if it should, perhaps, only be silent. 89. These four group members, however, should once think thoroughly about whether any creative laws or commandments allow them to treat animals in this way and to take away the naturalness of their existence. 90. This form of animal cruelty that is applied to the animals hinders their own way of life and makes them subject to the people who are wrongly treating them. 91. So much about that for today. 92. But now, I really have to go. 93. I just want to say that everything I explained today now possesses validity for every single member of the group, as soon as my words become known. 94. Until we meet again. Billy. Bye-bye. 184th Contact Saturday, April 9, 1983, 11:16 a.m. Translator's note. The following translated portion of this contact was taken from pages 139-142 of And Still They Fly. Billy, you reacted very quickly to my call, although it really wasn't so very urgent that it couldn't have waited until tomorrow. Talgda, 1. It was not just your call that prompted me to visit you but rather an important matter which has made it necessary to supply you with a bit of information. 2. It could very well be that contacts are ahead of you in the next few months with other human beings from stars beyond your solar system. Billy, I see. Then you have come in a matter on behalf of both our interests. As for me, I had a question primarily concerning something quite peculiar that we were able to observe yesterday on April 8th. High in the eastern sky, I noticed a glaring light at 8:14 p.m. about 3 to 4 times as large as Venus. At first, I thought it was the evening star Venus, before it dawned on me that we can only see Venus in the southern and western hemispheres. After that, I took a somewhat closer look at the glaring light and noticed that there were strange color shifts within it that passed through all colors of the rainbow spectrum and also resulted in changes of form. Consequently, I rushed into my office and snatched my binoculars, through which I was able to discern and observe a peculiar light structure about 1 meter, 3 feet, in size. It looked like a mirage to me, the form of which continuously changed and also seemed somehow transparent, just like a Fata Morgana. I estimated the altitude of the object to be about 35,000 meters, 20 miles, whereas its distance from our observation point must have been about 18 to 20 kilometers, 11 to 12 miles. During my observation, I also detected various small objects emerging and flying away from the right side of the large object. Furthermore, I also saw various dark points and spots on the large object, something like protuberances or similar. I had seen similar things before on Tua's giant spacer, and that is why, in my opinion, it must have been a spacecraft that could only be seen as a Fata Morgana or simply as a reflected image. I, therefore, analyzed the glistening points flying away on the right side of the object as beam ships, but assumed that the dark points and spots must have been hangars and the like, and the protuberance is similar to the top structures of Tua's ship. If I calculate the size of the object's light with its distance, I come up with a ship of such expanse that it must have a diameter of about 320 to 340 meters, 1056 to 1122 feet. Translator's note: the figure given in the German contact reports is actually 4 to 5 times as large as Venus. Talj de, 3. Before I came here, Quetzal warned me about you, as we definitely observed that the event, in the manner you mentioned, did not go undetected by you and your friends. Billy, oh. And why did Quetzal warn you about me? Talj de, 4. He heard your conversation with Thomas and told me that the statements and dimensional estimates you made to Thomas were very close to reality. 5. The object sighted by you and your friends was, indeed, a spacecraft that you were only able to see as a reflected image. The ship was hovering directly over your center to study the location, as well as to study those human beings who are of the greatest importance on Earth to those of us bound to the mission. 6. For security reasons, as we have already made known to you, the flying object was screened against visibility with a form of technology completely different from ours, which produces reflected images that become visible in the atmosphere many kilometers away. 7. As you already know, other human space travelers might not use exactly the same technology as we do. 8. The Druans have shielding technologies that are completely different from those we possess. 9. But now a word about your estimate, 10. The reflected image of the spacecraft sighted by you and your friends was 26,000 meters, 16 miles, away from where you were standing, while the altitude of the reflected image was 36,000 meters, 23 miles, and the ship's diameter was 350 meters, 1,155 feet. 11. Your calculations were, thus, more than astonishingly good, which astounds me despite Quetzal's early warning. 12. Your other calculations of your observation also demand my admiration. Billy, you said something about Druans. Talj de, 13. The flying object was a spacecraft from the planet Druan, the human life forms of which are called Druans. 14. They are a highly developed and extremely peaceful human race and are capable of bringing innovations to our own technology. 15. The planet Druan is located in the Knoll system, which belongs to a galaxy, the expanse of which is about 1.7 times larger than ours and is about 310 billion light years from this Sol system. Translator's note: the figure in the German contact reports is actually million. Extraordinary event on April 8, 1983 at 8:15 p.m. Report by Thomas Keller. I was just going to fetch additional tools for our mason work when Sylvan O suddenly said to Billy that a large light was in the sky. At once, I went back to see whether it was the same light which had caught my attention a few minutes earlier, but at the time, it had not really registered within me. Billy ran quickly into the house to fetch his binoculars. We found a suitable place to view the thing. After a brief inspection, Billy suddenly said, "Phenomenal. Take a look through here." And I peered through. What I saw caused me to hold my breath. A form without solid contours could clearly and distinctly be seen in the sky. It continually changed its shape, and its colors also slowly changed, blending into a great variety of shades. Upon Billy's request, I ran into the house to call the others so they could see it also. Quickly running back to Billy, I was allowed to look through the binoculars again. This time, the object was a bright, gleaming rose color, such as the living clouds in one of the Spaceship Enterprise episodes. I could note one of the forms and, with certainty, was able to make a rough sketch, although it was actually quite difficult because of the continuing changes in shape. The thing seen with the naked eye was about 5 times as large as Venus. Clearly recognizable to us, as well as to Billy and several others who had joined us in the meantime, was its vertical, cone-shaped form that remained visible the entire time. According to Billy's estimation, the object was around 18,000 meters, 11 miles, above the ground at a distance from us of about 35,000 meters, 22 miles. As we later lingered in the kitchen discussing it, Louis confirmed that he had observed the luminous object for a little more than 45 minutes. Engelbert only glanced at the little object for a short while, but then turned away. For him, it was nothing special. He had seen much more spectacular displays before. On the following day, Billy mentioned during work that Talgda had confirmed our sighting. She explained that it had been a ship with a diameter of 350 meters, 1,155 feet, the origin of which was far away from the Earth, but which was something Billy could better explain. As for me, I shall hold this extraordinary experience in fond memory and think of our friends in Druin with genuine affection. Billy, in 1975, I was even a bit further away than only a stone's throw. On my great space journey, you know. That's why a few million light years do not astound me or impress me any longer. Everything, in the end, becomes a habit. Talgda, 16. Certainly, but that is not why I am giving you this information. Billy, you have no sense of humor at all. Talgda, 17. Oh. That is also what Quetzal warned me of. 18. Your often peculiar sense of humor. Billy, right. It's a real nuisance, but you also said that I may be receiving visitors, probably from those dear druins. Talgda, 19. That is what I said. 20. The druins will be here on Earth for at least 5 to 6 months for expeditionary purposes. However, according to our experience, their visit could, instead, be extended to several years. 21. During this time, their spacecraft and their escorting flying objects will often be seen by Earth people, but only in Europe during the first few weeks. 22. After that, the Druin ship will also be sighted over other continents of Earth. 23. If Earth people keep their eyes open, they will be able to observe the spacecraft quite frequently. Billy, that'll stir up things for me, especially with the clever and scientifically super clever explanations such as balloons and the like. What does the object actually look like if one disregards the distorted reflected image? Talgda, 24. Like a disc-shaped object, but a completely different form is reflected outwards by a specific protective screen that is comparable to the cone and facets of a mountain crystal. Billy, and which also produces the corresponding picture in all colors of the spectrum. Talgda, 25. Apparently, you are not unfamiliar with such things. Billy, a simple prism principle, about which one learns here in kindergarten, for example, by letting glass pearls with polished surfaces sparkle in the sunlight. Talgda, 26. You never seem to be at loss for an answer. Billy, exactly, that's why I'm equipped with organs of speech. You still haven't told me anything about the possible contacts. Talgda, 27. That, naturally, escaped me. 28. It is possible that a responsible person from the crew of the Druin ship, perhaps even several of them, will establish contact with you. 29. In any case, they became interested in such a contact after we communicated with them and talked extensively about our joint mission on Earth. Billy, And what could they possibly want from me? As an Earthling, there's really nothing I can offer them. Talj Dur, 30. You are too modest. Translator's note, this concludes the portion of the contact taken from And Still They Fly. 31. Think once of the leading teachers on Era. 32. The Druans are also people like us.